Well, it all happened in a span of, let's be conservative and say 25 minutes. The Oilers acquire Adam Larson. All they have to give up is Taylor Hall. He goes to New Jersey. Then it's a pair of defensemen swap. PK Subban, he's done something for Shea Weber, who goes to Montreal. And then Stamkos stays in Tampa Bay. As one might say, all hell breaks loose in the National Hockey League. We go down the South Street Burger guest hotline. Very pleased to have join us from Sportsnet, Nick Kypreos, who broke the PK Subban, Shea Weber story. And Nick, before we get into the three individual stories, do you have a theory? Is this just straight coincidence? Is this dominoes? What led to all of this craziness in such a short period of time?
Yeah, I think it's coincidence. I don't think necessarily the clubs are all getting together and deciding what time of the day to announce certain things. All these conversations started a long time ago, and they just come to fruition at the same time. So it is what it is. I don't know if they're going to have anything left for us Friday, but I think there'll be some good storylines to continue to follow.
So let me straight out ask you then, is Adam Larson the fallback position for the Oilers because they couldn't get something done for PK Subban or Shea Weber?
Well, there's no question that Montreal and Edmonton had talks on PK, but like you said, I don't think anything come close to consummating a deal. Therefore, New Jersey jumps into it. Larson, of course, as Peter Chiarelli said in his press conference, isn't the sexiest hockey player out there. They are taking quite a chance on it. The upside's very good. And, you know, today they want to appear that they're smarter than most people. And that may come true in a few years. But there's no question that Larson's going to have to continue to grow. I think a lot of Oiler fans would have liked to seen their all-star left winger traded for an all-star player coming back. That's not the case, but I don't necessarily think that this is a trade for the Oilers today. They hope Larson can become that all-star maybe in a year or two, but they like the upside.
And again, maybe asking a question that, you know, is a little unanswerable, Nick, but one for ones, you don't see that anymore. Usually they're package deals, picks and prospects, but we saw two straight ups today.
Yeah, listen, again, it's all salary cap driven. It has to fit. That's the first question. How much money does he make and how much term does he have? Which kind of makes even the Montreal Canadian trade even that much more, you know, intriguing is you're getting an older player with more term on his contract than the one that PK has. Of course, PK makes more money on the AAV, so you balance that out as well. But not very often that you see a guy like PK's presence, who's much younger and still has his prime years ahead of him, get moved for an older player. But we talked about PK Subban throughout our Hockey Central season.
Yeah,
there's some friction on and off the ice there. And while Bergevin, including in Buffalo when I was standing right beside him, said that they're not shopping him, they're taking calls, but they're not shopping him. We know now the truth.
Nick Kypreos from Sportsnet joining us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. Pat?
Nick, you broke the trade, Weber for Subban. What was your initial reaction when you got that text or that call that said, yeah, Subban's getting dealt? Maybe that's not a surprise, but straight up for Shea Weber.
Yeah, I was surprised. It appeared once Nashville matched the offer sheet that the Flyers had for Shea Weber, that he was just going to be a predator for life. Not surprised that PK was moved, especially with the pressure of his no move clause kicking in Friday. So that wasn't the surprise, but we never really heard Shea Weber's name out there ever, you know, not even mildly. So that one was the big surprise, that Nashville was willing to give up, you know, their star defenseman. But again, they love the upside of PK. He can come in, be a game changer, play in all situations, and he's younger. So it made a lot of sense for Nashville.
when you talk about a player like Subban, like we all talk about his upside, the unique skill set that he has, and it just, for a number of years, it just didn't seem to click with Mark Bergevin and Subban. How come that never could get on the same page? How come they could never click?
Well, he's one of those players that wants to take calculated risks. And a few years ago, they weren't calculated. They were just risks. And I think he did an excellent job the last few years of toning that down and picking his spots better. But when it comes right down to it, they never really saw him as a fit moving forward. And they probably loved the fact that Shea Weber comes in and a lot more conservative, you know? And that alone is probably more appealing for Bergevin and the type of team that he wants moving forward here. So, again, no question that they did not want to hit that no-movement clause July 1st. It was their mandate to move PK Subban, and today they hit that mandate.
What about what they're taking on? 10 years left on Weber's contract, $78 million plus left on that deal. At what point does this potentially become an albatross for the Habs?
Yes, there's no question. And we've all loved Shea Weber. But, you know, at a certain point, that type of style of play can catch up to you. He's a physical guy. He's not the smoothest of skaters. It's not like he's light on his feet. And you just wonder how many years left does Shea Weber have being an all-star type of defenseman. So it's a risky move on Montreal's part, I think, to take on that contract, that term. And you just hope that when Montreal's ready to compete for a Stanley Cup, he's still at the height of his game. The question is, does he last that long? Is it 3, 4, 5 years when Montreal's competing for the Stanley Cup? Or do they miss that window? And then now we're talking about ways to get out of the Shea Weber contract years from now for the Montreal Canadiens.
When you take into account the type of personality that Subban has, how outgoing, how good an ambassador he is for a team, and what he brings on the ice, what do you think of the fit with Subban in Nashville?
You know what? It's not for everybody. It certainly wasn't for Bergevin and the Montreal Canadiens. But, you know, as long as you just show up on the ice, as long as you compete hard and you play and you respect the game, PK Subban does that. There's no question. Now, there's some. Is it tough to kind of swallow when you're losing? Yes. When you're winning games, no problem. It's a non-issue. But when you lose games, now the perception might be that you're seeking attention for different reasons other than trying to win games. And I think that's a load of crap, you know, between us. I never understood that. I don't understand why people think that, you know, PK focuses too much on other things off the ice. He plays hard. He competes hard. He's a star player. He's a game changer. And there's no question he'll bring that to Nashville.
Nick Kiprios, our guest down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline in what has turned out to be a very busy afternoon in the National Hockey League. And Nick, dare I say, maybe the biggest deal of them all isn't actually a deal, and that is Steve Stamkos and his decision to stay in Tampa Bay. Your initial response to that?
Yeah, surprised. Very surprised. I thought it didn't stand a chance, guys. I'll be the first one to admit I was wrong on this one. But I think it just speaks to where his heart was and where he ultimately wanted to be. I mean, he took $8.5 million, something that was on the table a long time ago, and it never budged. So, you know, credit Steve Yzerman for holding tight on a number that made sense for Tampa. Like, let's face it, coming out of Buffalo, we were hearing 10.5, 11.5, 12 for Stamkos. Is it going to be Buffalo? Is it going to be Montreal? Where's that money coming from? And yet, it was never part of the equation. So for Stamkos to build up that type of hype and not see July 1st tells you how badly he wanted to stay in Tampa Bay and how good Steve Yzerman was for reading that situation and holding tight to his firm offer of 8.5. So when it's all said and done, it ultimately comes down to the player and what he's willing to accept. And for Stamkos, it never got to the situation where I'm sure his agency, Newport, wanted it to get to, and that's to the highest bidder. Never was a factor.
Nick, not to make light of this, but with him staying in Tampa, what does that mean to Shanahan or whatever it is in Toronto? Because this was the Maple Leafs' big get, wasn't it, this summer? This is what they wanted to do?
Absolutely right. They got to be very disappointed that a hometown boy, you know, after a couple of years looking very closely to the situation and seeing the upside of the Leafs, that it still wasn't good enough to bring them there. So, you know, while Brendan Shanahan and Mike Babcock have done a really good job, you know, in terms of building up assets and bringing in some very good players, you know, including a new goaltender, including the first round pick overall, it just goes to show you that the perception among players still is they still got a long way to go, and I'm not ready for that yet. And Stamkos made it abundantly clear he's not ready for the Toronto market, didn't want it, and it probably takes a special superstar to come into that situation and balance all the pros and cons of being in a fishbowl. So probably delays it a little bit, but you know, you asked me what it means to the Shanahan plan. It means you move on, and in a couple of years, you target John Tavares. That's what it means.
Mm. Okay, Kipper, so with him off the market, what does that do to Friday? Now who's the bell of the ball? Who's the player out there? Because, you know, Detroit, we had Kenny Holland on the station earlier today, and he wants to spend some money. Who is it?
Yeah. Well, listen, Lucic, to me, is going to be a major player out there, and everybody's got the foregone conclusion that he's already got a contract done with Edmonton. And I'm sitting there going, like, fire your agent if you already got a contract done with the Edmonton Oilers, because that's not the way it works. You know, that's not the way it works. Of course, you know, if Lucic wants to say, I want to be in Edmonton and nowhere else, that's fine. But, you know, you're in a situation now where you're this close to July 1st. You got to see it through. You got to see what else there is out there. If I was a betting man, I'd say Edmonton as well. There's no question that the future safety of Connor McDavid is paramount to them, and no better way to protect that asset than Lucic playing the left side. But I would still think that the agent for Lucic would be smart enough to at least wait to July 1st and see if there's any last-minute pushes by various clubs, including the Vancouver Canucks.
Last one for you, Nick, and then we'll let you go, and that is we're here in Calgary kind of watching everything take place elsewhere. With the Flames, you hearing anything leading into July 1st? I know they've got, you know, their own contracts to deal with Monahan and Goudreau, but any sense that Treliving might be active?
Yeah, you know, listen, they got a young team, and there's no question that, you know, you don't have to rush things. I think Elliott is a perfect stopgap player. Gillies hopefully comes down the pike here in the next year or two. But they don't want to do anything, you know, ridiculous or foolish here. You know, there's a few good players out there. Mm-hmm. Louis Erickson's still out there, you know, that could score you 25, 30 goals. I would believe that Calgary would be kicking tires on a few players here, but not in a position to force anything, you know, that would speed it up within a year or two to thinking that you can now compete in the Western Conference. So slow and steady, I think, is the mandate here, and make sure that the young kids continue to get better.
Great stuff. Nick, thanks for doing this on short notice today.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
Nick Kypreos from Sportsnet joining us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline.